Now will I to that old Andronicus, and temper him with all the art I have to pluck proud Lucius from the warlike Goths. And now, sweet emperor, be blithe again, and bury all thy fear in my devices.
Then go successively and plead to him.
Approved warriors and my faithful friends, I have received letters from great Rome which signifies what hate they bear their emperor and how desirous of our sight they are. Therefore, great lords, be as your titles witness, imperious and impatient of your wrongs, and wherein Rome hath done you any scathe, let him make treble satisfaction.
Brave slip, sprung from the great Andronicus, whose name was once our terror, now our comfort, whose high exploits and honorable deeds in grateful Rome requites with foul contempt, be bold in us. We'll follow where thou leadst, like stinging bees in hottest summer's day, led by their master to the flowered fields, and be avenged on cursed Tamora.
And as he saith, so say we all with him.
I humbly thank him, and I thank you all. But who comes here, led by a lusty Goth?
Renowned Lucius, from our troops I stray to gaze upon a ruinous monastery. And as I earnestly did fix mine eye upon the wasted building, suddenly I heard a child cry underneath the wall. I made unto the noise, when soon I heard the crying babe controlled with this discourse. Peace, tawny slave, half me and half thy dame. Did not thy hue bewray whose brat thou art, had nature lent thee but thy mother's look, villain, thou mightst have been an emperor. But where the bull and cow are both milk white, they never do beget a coal-black calf. Peace, villain, peace. Even thus he reached the babe. For I must bear thee to a trusty Goth, who, when he knows thou art the empress, babe, will hold thee dearly for thy mother's sake. With this, my weapon drawn, I rushed upon him, surprised him suddenly, and brought him hither to use as you think needful of the man.
Oh, worthy Goth, this is the incarnate devil that robbed Andronicus of his good hand. This is the pearl that pleased your empress' eye, and here's the base fruit of her burning lust. Say, wall-eyed slave, whither wouldst thou convey this growing image of thy fiend-like face? Why dost not speak? What, death? Not a word? Our halter, soldiers, hang him on this tree, and by his side his fruit of bastardy.
Touch not the boy! He is a royal blood!
Too like the sire for ever being good. First, hang the child that he may see it sprawl. A sight to vex the father's soul withal.
Lucius!
Give me a ladder!
Save the child! And bear it from me to the empress. If thou do this, I'll show thee wondrous things that highly may advantage thee to hear. If thou wilt not, before what may befall, I'll speak no more. But vengeance rot you all!
Say on. And if it please me, which thou speaks, thy child shall live, and I will see it nourished.
And if it please thee, why, assure thee, Lucius, 'twill vex thy soul to hear what I shall speak. For I must talk of murders, rapes, and massacres, acts of black night, abominable deeds, complots of mischief, treason, villainies, ruthful to hear, yet piteously performed. And this shall all be buried in my death. Unless thou swear to me my child shall live.
Tell on thy mind, I say thy child shall live.
Swear that he shall, and then I will begin.
Who should I swear by? Thou believest no God? That granted, how canst thou believe an oath?
What if I do not? As indeed I do not. Yet for I know thou art religious, and hast a thing within thee called conscience, with 20 popish tricks and ceremonies, which I have seen thee careful to observe. Therefore I urge thy oath. For that I know idiot holds his bauble for a god, and keeps the oath which by that god he swears, to that I'll urge him. Therefore thou shalt vow by that same god, what god soe'er it be, that thou adorest and hast in reverence, to save my boy, to nourish and bring him up, or else I will discover naught to thee.
Even by my god, I swear to thee I will.
First know thou, I begot him on the empress.
Most insatiate and luxurious woman.
Lucius, this was but a deed of charity to that which thou shalt hear of me anon.
was her two sons that murdered Bassianus. They cut thy sister's tongue and ravished her and cut her hands and trimmed her as thou sawest.
Oh, detestable villain, callst thou that trimming?
She was washed and cut and trimmed. And 'twas trim sport for them which had the doing of it.
Harmless, beastly villains like thyself.
Oh, indeed. I was their tutor to instruct them. That cotting spirit had they from their mother. A surer card has ever won the set. That bloody mind, I think they learned of me. As true a dog as ever fought at head. Well, let my deeds be witness of my worth. I trained thy brethren to that guileful hole where the dead corpse of Bassianus lay. I wrote the letter that thy father found and hid the gold within that letter mentioned, confederate with the queen and her two sons. And what not done that thou hast cause to rue, wherein I had no stroke of mischief in it, I played the cheater for thy father's hand, and when I had it, drew myself apart and almost broke my heart with extreme laughter. I pried me through the crevice of a wall, when for his hand he had his two sons' heads. Beheld his tears and laughed so heartily that both mine eyes were rainy like to his. And when I told the empress of this port, she swooned almost at my pleasing tale, and for my tidings gave me 20 kisses.
What? Canst thou say all this and never blush?
Aye, like a black dog, as the saying is.
Art thou not sorry for these heinous deeds?
Aye, that I had not done 1,000 more, even though I curse the day. And yet I think few come within the compass of my curse, wherein I did not some notorious ill as kill a man, or else devise his death, ravish a maid, or plot the way to do it, accuse some innocent and forswear myself, set deadly enmity between two friends, make poor men's cattle break their necks, set fire on barns and haystacks in the night, and bid the owners quench them with their tears. Oft have I digged up dead men from their graves and set them upright at their dear friend's door, even when their sorrows almost was forgot, and on their skins, as on the bark of trees, have with my knife carved in Roman letters, "Let not your sorrow die, though I am dead." Dart, I've done 1,000 dreadful things, as willingly as one would kill a fly. And nothing grieves me heartily indeed, but that I cannot do 10,000 more.
Bring down the devil, for he must not die so sweet a death as hanging presently.
If there be devils, would I were a devil, to live and burn in everlasting fire, so I might have your company in hell, but to torment you with my bitter tongue.
Sir, stop his mouth and let him speak no more.
My lord, there is a messenger from Rome desires to be admitted to your presence.
Let him come near. Welcome, Emilius. What's the news from Rome?
Lord Lucius, and you princes of the Goths, the Roman emperor greets you all by me. And for he understands you are in arms, he craves a parley at your father's house, willing you to demand your hostages, and they shall be immediately delivered.
What says our general?
Emilius, let the emperor give his pledges unto my father and my uncle Marcus, and we will come. March away!